USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A House panel investigating the weaponization of the government is holding its first hearing. The subcommittee was established by the new Republican majority to look into claims the Department of Justice, FBI, and other federal agencies are biased against conservatives. Committee Chair Jim Jordan laid out several instances of FBI whistleblowers describing how the DOJ has targeted Republicans.
I have never seen anything like this. Dozens and dozens of whistleblowers, FBI agents coming to us talking about what's going on, the political nature at the Justice Department.
He said big government and big tech have colluded to shape the narrative and censor Americans. The death toll from a massive earthquake earlier this week in Turkey and Syria now sits at more than 20,000. The quake was a magnitude 7.8. Turkey's foreign minister noted dozens of nations and international organizations have stepped up to provide aid. Defense Department officials briefing lawmakers on the Chinese spy balloon that entered U.S. territory last week. Senator John Tester, Democrat, Montana.
China is a real threat and one we need to take seriously, which is exactly why we're here today.
Assistant Secretary of Defense for Homeland Defense and Hemispheric Affairs, Melissa Dalton, told the Senate committee the balloon moved through U.S. airspace and that was a benefit to the country.
It gave us additional time to observe the balloon, assessing the PRC's capabilities and tradecraft.
Dalton said officials were tracking the balloon closely as it moved across Alaska and Canada and determined it wasn't a threat to Americans. An attorney for President Biden's son, Hunter, is hitting back at House Republicans after they requested records related to his business dealings. They said there's no legitimate legislative purpose and oversight basis for such a request. They also noted Hunter Biden is a private citizen. This is USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The 144-foot sailing ship, the Nucleus, has been found in Lake Superior 154 years after it sunk in a storm. The Nucleus was found by the Great Lakes Shipwreck Historical Society in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Officials say it's in surprisingly good condition. The ship sank September 14, 1869, had left Marquette with a load of iron ore. The Nucleus sank twice before. Texas police officers may soon have to carry liability insurance. State Representative Holanda Jones says taxpayers should not bear the burden of police misconduct.
You've heard where one bad apple can spoil the whole bunch. This bill laser focuses on the bad apples.
The Democrat from Houston says this is not an anti-police bill. Good cops, she says, have nothing to worry about. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is standing up for the league's officials. Goodell said he doesn't believe officiating in the NFL has ever been better when speaking at his annual Super Bowl week news conference. The national spotlight has been on officiating following some questionable calls in the league's conference championship games last month. SpaceX will attempt to test fire all 33 engines in its Super Heavy rocket booster in South Texas. It will be the first time the company has attempted to fire all 33 engines on the rocket. A successful test could lead to the first orbital launch of the company's Starship prototype next month. Dave Collins, USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text RADIO to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text RADIO to 64,000.